going to leave. Oh, to Texas now. I've got no use for the longhorn steer.
I peered over the ledge and saw not a coyote, as you might have suspected, but a crook-necked, pot-bellied, banjo-picking, stammering, stuttering buzzard named Junior. Through some small navigational error, I had ended up at the cave of Wallace and Junior. And if the surroundings had struck me as vaguely familiar, they should have. I hadn't dreamed about the dadgum cave. I had been there, which confirmed my original suspicion regarding... Never mind. Anyone can get lost in that big canyon. It's no disgrace. I pulled myself over the ledge. I looked at the buzzard, and he looked at me. He craned his neck and squinted his eyes. Then a smile spread across his beak.
Oh, boy, it's my doggy for friend.
So it seems, Junior, so it seems. I see you're still studying music in your spare time.
Oh, gosh, yes, I like music, and I want to be a singer when I grow up. What are you doing here, doggy?
I studied the claws on my right paw for a moment. To tell you the truth, Junior, I've had this cave under surveillance.
You have?
Yes. I'm investigating a murder, and you'll need to answer a few questions. Where were you this morning at daylight?
Daylight, let's see.
He rolled his eyes and pulled on the end of his beak.
Me and Papa were flying around looking for breakfast.
Aha! Breakfast! Now we're getting somewhere. I moved closer and began pacing. Tell me, Junior, on the morning of this morning, did you and your father find any of this alleged breakfast? He nodded. Just as I suspected. All right. This next question could be extremely important. Answer it very carefully. What exactly did you and your father eat for breakfast? I want a full description, details, facts.